Gav, let's look at Asia first. What for you has been the most significant election there in 2024 in terms of implications for Lodestar readers?
Well, it's got to be India, hasn't it? You know, now the world's most populated country, an election process that is so convoluted that it takes, what, a month to complete the Indian elections? Because obviously there's so many votes to be collected. And what was predicted was that incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there were all these predictions about him winning this sort of what they're calling a supermajority, but actually it turned out to be quite the opposite. The final count, Modi's BJP party and its allies won 292 seats. Opposition took 234, so it's not a minority government, but it's going to make it a lot more difficult to push through the sort of economic policies that he's been associated with over the last decade or so. So, yeah, it's got pretty profound implications for our industry. I mean, you know, the rise of India over the last 5 years or so has been, I think, a constant theme in our stories and indeed the shipping industry. And that has been centered very much on the development of the country's ports, particularly its container ports. I mean, Mike, you and I have talked about this for years, right? That, you know, in our sort of semi-regular comparisons of India and China boasting similar sized workforces, the you know, the Chinese, you look at the port capacity of China. I mean, I think China, what's it? I saw some data this morning that showed the Chinese ports handled 100 million TEU in the first 4 months of the year. So, you know, China regularly handles sort of 300 million TEU plus. India is, what, a tenth of that. So in order for the Indian economy to fulfill the potential that Mr. Modi sees in it, it has to build up the transport infrastructure to support the manufacture, to support the export of those goods.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.